Coming up on 617 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And let's take a look at lead-off sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yep, your first place, undefeated Kansas City Chiefs on the road yesterday afternoon in division play, heading out to Las Vegas to take on their division rival, the Raiders, the last team to beat the Chiefs last season on Christmas Day. So the Chiefs and the Raiders going at it, and this neither team got too far ahead of the other in this one. So it would come down to some key plays, but Chiefs had enough going on offense. Mitch Holtis had the call. Of course, you heard the game right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In the fourth quarter, the Chiefs were able to get a fumble from the Raiders in Raiders territory, and the Chiefs cashed in.
Second and goal to go for the Chiefs at the 9. Sprint left action, wide open left side, caught Worthy, left front pylon, touchdown, Kansas City, Xavier Worthy, back into the end zone for the third time on a reception, fifth time in his rookie year, and the Chiefs have blown it open by two touchdowns.
And the Chiefs hold on and win it. 27-20 was the final score. The Chiefs get their 13th win in a row, 7-0 this season. The Raiders at one point had first and goal on the 3-yard line, and they got 0 points. That was late in the third quarter. So, man, that Chiefs defense came up big again. Chiefs had that 2-touchdown lead, and they hold on and win it 27-20.
Holmes goes to a knee, and that's going to do it. The Kansas City Chiefs remain undefeated, the only unbeaten team left in the National Football League now after 7 weeks. And the Chiefs become the 30th team in the past 35 seasons to start 7-0. Every team that started 7-0 has made the playoffs in that 35-year span. 93% went on to win the division, and 6 of the 30 won the Super Bowl. And the Chiefs become the second team in NFL history to start 7-0 after back-to-back Super Bowl championships. The only other team to do it, the 1990 San Francisco 49ers, who lost in the NFC Championship game 15-13 to the New York Giants. Final score, Kansas City 27, the Raiders 20.
Good stuff. The Chiefs are in the win column again, and head coach Andy Reid credits the defense.
I was proud of our defense and how they held. I mean, the offense, we didn't give them very good position there, and we held up so strong on the defensive side, not allowing them to score touchdowns. And then the 5 sacks total, and that was incredible. But some of these guys that don't get a lot of credit really played well, and that's not eliminating the Chris Joneses of the world who also played well. But I just thought the defense was stout and played very well. Spags had a good game plan for him, and we did a nice job there.
And another tip to the hat for the defense for quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
The ball was on like the 3-yard line. A couple times it was on the 1. And for them to not just let up, I mean, it's easy in that situation to just let them kind of get in the end zone just because it's not really on them. I mean, it's on the offense to put them in position, but they stood their ground. They went up there and said that they're going to make them earn it. They're going to make them earn every single yard, and the defense made a big-time stop, and we were able to carry that momentum into a win.
Chiefs now 7-0 on the season, a 13-game winning streak right now. Other NFL action yesterday, the Sunday Night Football last night. You heard the game over on KFH. The San Francisco 49ers win at home, and they beat the Dallas Cowboys 30-24. Starting at offensive right guard for the 49ers, Dominic Pooney, the rookie from KU. He played on all 68 snaps on offense, part of an offensive line that led the way for 223 rushing yards for the 49ers, only allowed 2 sacks. 49ers have won 3 of their last 5, just a half game behind for a playoff spot right now. Big day at Coke Arena yesterday, including college men's basketball exhibition game, Wichita State hosting Emporia State. And the Shockers got some good contributions from just about everyone up and down the entire roster. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl had the call last evening on 103.7 KEYN.
Rebound comes out long to Beverly. Shockers on the break. Cortez lobs for it. Washington, who missed the dunk, but still bounced in for it.
The junior transfer, Corey Washington, 15 points in 16 minutes on the court. Nice. 6 of 7 shooting. When he had shots like that, high percentage, good to do. 5,900 at the game at Coke Arena last evening as the Shockers beat Emporia State 99-53 as the Shocks win their 30th straight preseason exhibition game on home court. Shocks shot 52% from the field in one final tune-up before the season begins next week. College volleyball at Coke Arena yesterday before the basketball game. The Shocker ladies beat UAB 3-1. Senior Morgan Stout from Nickerson High School, a career-high 22 kills. She also had 10 blocks. And Izzy Strand dished out 44 assists. Three straight wins for Shocker volleyball on home court. They are tied for third place in the conference. And on a Monday, we got Shocker Coaches Night. Back-to-back-to-back coaches shows tonight. You want to get involved in what's going on with the Shockers? The season opening edition of with women's basketball coach Terry Nooner at 6 o'clock. Season opening edition with men's basketball coach Paul Mills at 7 o'clock. And then volleyball coach Chris Lamb at 8 o'clock. Those are all on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. At Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. That's located in Northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center proves the lives they touch.
It's a beautiful morning to start your day with a cup of coffee. Why not Prairie Fire? That's what I have in this cup right
here.
Hey,
look at you.
So you can, I'll hold that up to the microphone so you can see it. Microphone. Delicious. On this date, in 1886, the Statue of Liberty, a gift from the people of France, was dedicated in New York Harbor by President Grover Cleveland. So, yeah, I've never seen it. Ted, have you seen it? You've seen it.
Seen?
Statue of Liberty?
Oh, yeah.
I never have. My wife has.
Been to the top.
Yeah. My wife has.
Long ago.
I need to go and see that, among other things, in this world.
You take the Staten Island Ferry out there, and it's...
Is it pretty busy?
It's pretty cool once you get out there to the island.
Yeah.
And you're standing underneath it and looking up at it, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how tall is it? Over 100 feet?
It's
like that?
Bigger than you... Because usually it's against the backdrop of New York, and it doesn't look very
small,
big.
Yeah.
Boy, when you're standing right there at the base of it and looking up, it is massive.
How about that?
It's pretty cool.
That's on my list. NASA says an astronaut has been released from the hospital after returning from space. The unidentified astronaut briefly hospitalized for an unspecified medical issue Friday shortly after returning with three others from a nearly eight-month stay at the International Space Station. The crew of three Americans and one Russian were supposed to come back to Earth 2 months ago, but that was delayed by Boeing's Starliner astronaut capsule in stormy weather. The space station is now back to its normal crew size of seven after months of extra visitors. This is the same four that we didn't know when they were going to come back. It might be years. They stuck them back home. I didn't even know they were back home.
I thought they weren't supposed to come back till the new year.
Yeah, something like that, months away, but it got them back. Wonder what this, again, not being very forthcoming about whatever is ailing this person, but maybe it's kind of embarrassing or something. I don't know. I've never been to space either. Haven't seen the Statue of Liberty, haven't been to space, so there you go. I'm probably not going to space.
Well, that's why you have the bucket list.
You got the bucket list.
So you know what to do.
Get some things that you can do. Yes, let's see. Special kind of a beauty contest featuring bats kicked off in the lead-up to Halloween, which is this week, by the way. Bureau of Land Management hosts its Bat Beauty Contest to raise awareness about the animal's ecological importance. The federal agency posts photos of wild bats taken by its staff on its Facebook and Instagram accounts and then asks people to vote for the cutest bat. The first round of voting began Thursday. It pitted a Townsend's big-eared bat named Sir Flaps-a-Lot from Utah against a hoary bat fittingly named Hoary Potter from Oregon. That's H-O-A-R-Y. Beauty contest will continue in rounds over the next week, and it wrap up then on Halloween. So it's just another fun thing to do with bats. I mean, a bat, if you've never seen one, it's got the face of kind of like a rat maybe, or a dog, something, pointy nose, it's creepy looking. And then you got these wings that go out with hands on them. Yikes. No wonder they made vampire bat. Well, there's a vampire bat.
There is a vampire bat. Yeah.
They don't really go around sucking blood from people, but there you go.
They eat a lot of insects.
They do. Bats, I'm sure, have a real place in nature's makeup. You know, those places down in those caves down in well, anywhere, Kentucky, Missouri, wherever. There's usually a pile of bat dew in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they always find the caves. Nice and cool.
Nice and cool in there. Get to hang upside down.
Get to hang out until the nighttime comes.
And this triggers one more. The Sedgwick County Zoo, what is that big building where they've got like the indoor jungle? Have you seen those great big bats hanging?
Oh, yeah. What? At the rainforest.
Man, a rainforest. I like that place. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You look up there and you see those guys hanging upside down. Wow.
Last time I encountered a bat was when I saw a show at the Scottish Rite downtown. And during the first 5 or 6 minutes of the second act, there was a bat flying around in the auditorium.
Zipping around.
So nobody's paying attention to the play at all. They're all watching the bat fly around for about 5 minutes.
All right. Well, it's that.
So I know there's bats in that place.
That's that time of the year for bats. It's Halloween coming up.